أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمعا أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا.
And we will leave the Ya'juj Ma'juj on that day, that is, at the end of time, will leave them surging on each other like waves, and the trumpet will be blown, and will gather them all together, and on that day will we present Jahannam to the kafirs, plainly for them to see, those whose eyes were in a veil from my remembrance, and they were unable to hear. The Ya'juj Ma'juj, then Dajjal and Isa alayhi salam, all these events will happen around the same time. Hence, the ulama-i kiram generally speak about these things in the tafsirs and in the books of hadith, and they speak about these three events at once because perhaps they are all going to happen at around the same time. Rasul-e-Pasam has cautioned us about the fitna of Dajjal, about the greatest fitna in all human history. He will make his appearance from between Syria and Iraq, as ugly as ever, extremely twisted, hair, one-eyed, and the other eye protruding, fat and stout with small steps, and he will live in this world for approximately 40 days, the first day of which will be equivalent to a year, the second day equivalent to a month, the third equivalent to a week, and the rest of the days will be like our normal days. However, we will calculate our namazes according to the normal times, and perform the namaz, though the day may be appearing like 1 year, but we will calculate like how we calculate 5 namazes in 24 hours. Allah Ta'ala will give him some abnormal powers. He will command the clouds and they will rain the earth, and the earth will be flourishing with vegetation and green. Animals will become fat, the others filled with milk, and this will be all for those who believe in him. Those who reject him, they will go through constraints, droughts, etc. Hence, people follow him in great crowds. The treasures of the world will follow him like how bees follow the queen. So he will have all these powers, and in the midst of all this, Isa alayhi salam will make his appearance, and he will descend on the eastern minaret of a masjid near masjid, perhaps the Masjid al-Aqsa. be brought down by the malaika, and as he comes down, amongst the things that he will accomplish, one is this: he will break down the cross and destroy the swine, and he will ensure that worship is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be total peace, and amongst the works that he will accomplish is to destroy Dajjal. The moment Dajjal hears about him, and he will flee until he will be caught and apprehended around the place called Lud, and he will be destroyed at this point. Thereafter there will be no disbelief and no kufr, everybody will be in iman, no true people will have any type of grudge and enmity in their hearts. Then there will be a period of ruling with peace and justice, until Allah Ta'ala announces to Isa alayhi salam that I am about to release some people of mine, some servants of mine, you will have no strength and ability to fight against them. So Isa alayhi salam will take refuge in some mountain. The rest of the believers also will take refuge in some places of refuge or in fortresses. They will be in constraints. Ya'juj, Ma'juj will be released. And they will be just sweeping through the earth. The numbers will be so huge that they will come across Dajla, a huge river, and they will wipe it out altogether. Isa alayhi salam then will complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the constraints that he is in, and Allah ta'ala will send some type of a disease that will wipe out the Ya'juj, Ma'juj. When Isa alayhi salam descends from that mountain, perhaps Mountain Tur, he will see that the earth is polluted with these people's bodies and stench, and make dua again, and some birds will appear on the scene, and they will throw away their corpses, perhaps in the ocean. Allah Ta'ala will send floods, and the whole earth will be wiped out, will be wiped from their dirt and stench, and it will be clean again. There will be so much of barakah thereafter, that the milk of one single camel will suffice for a huge crowd. And milk of a cow will be enough for an entire tribe, and the milk of a goat will be sufficient for an entire household, an entire family. And this will continue, there will be immense barakat, and he will live in this world for approximately 40 years. Amongst the 40 years that he will live, the first 5 or 7 years will be with Imam Mahdi. He and Imam Mahdi will be around for around 5 or 7 years, and thereafter he will rule, and he'll marry and have children, and thereafter pass away and buried near the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The one that hears about Dajjal, let him recite the first opening verses of Surah Kahf, first 10 verses. This will be a protection. And Nabi sallam cautioned the believers, if I am around, then I will be sufficient for you. And if I am not, then Allah Ta'ala will be my successor for every believer. Be firm and don't waver. Remain firm on your faith and don't try and challenge him, because you don't have the strength to challenge him. But remain firm. That will also imply that where we see entertainment, music, haram activities, etc., things that catch the eye and attention, these times and period where there is an overload of fitna, then it is safest not to be in such places. Though sometimes it may be of a halal nature, but with the abundance of fitna, the wrong that is going around, then to be in such places of entertainment, places where there could be some wrong taking place, something that is extraordinary, that we keep away from these places. We do not know, we see these type of things, and we are overwhelmed, and then we get attracted, and then to break away from these things becomes like an impossibility. So the one that hears of him, he should recite Surah Kahf, or at least the beginning verse of Surah Kahf. This will be a protection for him. The believer will be able to read his forehead. His forehead will be inscribed the words kafir. Every believer will be able to see it very clearly. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and every Nabi that preceded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had cautioned about the fitna and the corruption, the mischief of Dajjal. So remain firm, don't waver, and don't slip away. And don't feel that we do have the strength to confront him, like Ya'juj Ma'juj, that we don't have the strength to fight against him. Similar is the fitna of Dajjal. Generally people don't have the type of strength. So the best is to keep away. Look for your own safety, your own iman and your refuge. May Allah give us tawfiq.